Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
No additions or corrections, sir.
Okay. Hearing none?
Motion to approve the agenda is revised.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the public hearings.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will then be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variant or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. First case, please.
First case is case number 11376. Application of Harleton Communities, LLC. Site is located east of Murray Road, also known as Road 348A, and Orange Lane, Road 348, and 550 feet south of Old Mill Road, being Road 349, and being more specifically identified on the tax maps as tax map ID District 134, Map 11, Parcel 169. Requesting a variance from the side yard and corner side yard setback requirements. In this application, they're more specifically requesting a 3-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement and also requesting an 8-foot variance from the 15-foot setback requirement for a corner side yard adjacent to a street. We received no correspondence either for or against this application, and that's all I have unless you have questions.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Tom Nattel.
Sir.
It's 806 West Diamond Avenue, Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Can you wait right here? Can you state your name and address for the record?
Frank Key, 132 East Market Street, Georgetown, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, gentlemen. For the record, my name is James Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I am representing the applicant, Harlton Communities LLC. With me, who was just sworn in, is Tom Natelli, who's a principal of the applicant, and Frank Key, who is with Solutions. He's a landscape architect who's involved in the project. This application requests variances for all side yard setbacks on lots in an approved subdivision. The approved subdivision is known as Harlton. It's located north of Route 26 and just northwest of Millville. Specifically, the required side yard setbacks in this development would be 10 foot, and what's being proposed are 7 foot side yard setbacks, resulting in a request for a 3 foot side yard setback variance. And as Mr. Lank stated, on the corner lots, which as you know are lots that basically have two street frontages, the one side is required to have a 15 foot setback on the side that isn't the front. And we are proposing, again, a 7 foot setback on the side street frontage. That would result in an 8 foot variance on the corner lots. There's a total of 197 lots in this subdivision, and there's approximately 19 corner lots. Now, I realize that this is a bit of an unusual application compared to the typical variance application that you review. So I do need to explain some of the background on this development and how the need for this request became necessary. This subdivision went through the subdivision process and was actually approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission back in February of 2007. And that subdivision approval permitted 197 single-family lots with a minimum lot size of 7,500 square feet. And Exhibit A in the exhibit booklet that I gave out is the approval letter from the Planning and Zoning Commission approving the 197 lots. The preliminary site plan that was reviewed at the time of that approval had the entrance to the development coming from Old Mill Road, County Road 349. And there was a section of lots located in that area. And this is the... I know it's hard to see from that distance, but this is the original site plan approved for this subdivision. And this is the road that has the entrance. This was the entrance. It came through here, and you can see there's a number of lots along this entranceway coming into the bulk of the development. With that original preliminary site plan, the typical lot widths in the subdivision were 75 feet, and with 75-foot lots, all the required county setbacks were planned to be met. Again, this was approved back in 2007. Shortly after that approval, as you'll recall, the economy began to slow down, and as you know, the county as well as the country entered into a recession that has lasted several years, and really just recently the real estate market has started to recover. This subdivision was not developed. There were no sales of any lots, no sales have occurred. There's actually not been any site work that really has been done. However, the development is still a approved, valid 197-lot subdivision. When my client became involved and interested in pursuing the development of the site, additional studies were done. And those studies indicated that there had been what is a significant change in the area of the wetlands that were on the site since the time of the original application and design of the subdivision. And specifically, new wetland studies were done, and they indicated that the location of the entrance road and the lots that I referred to along the entrance road were now in an area that would be considered to be federal jurisdictional wetlands. And that was basically due to just some natural alterations in the wetlands, as well as the fact that the way the Army Corps of Engineers define wetlands changed and actually now applied to some of these lands. As I said, it was significant, and the actual amount of wetlands on this site increased from what was originally determined to be 3.75 acres to 12.25 acres. As you know, development of wetlands is not permitted, and of course would be ill-advised anyway. So the development is in the process of being redesigned to avoid any impact on the wetland areas. And what that does, it basically involves relocating the entrance to Murray Road, which is County Road 348, and relocating the lots that were in this wetland area by reducing the lot width from the proposed 75-foot width to a minimum width of 64 feet. And let me just show you on this other plot, make a little more sense. This is basically the new proposed design. And this is where the entrance was located, came right through here, and there were lots located in there. So that's this area right here. And as you can see now, that will all remain undeveloped and open. The new entrance road will now be over here on this road here coming in. And again, the lots that were lost in here were absorbed into this by reducing the lot width. Again, the total number of lots in the redesign would be the same as the approved 197 lots. All of these lots remain at least 7,500 square feet, which is the required size under the ordinance. As I said, while they're not as wide as the originally designed lots, they are actually deeper. So this design does permit the 197 lots as approved. The additional factor necessitating the variance is basically driven by the market. Market demand has changed since this was originally proposed back in 2007, and the builders are now favoring a 55-foot wide home, which is wider than the type of home that was being planned back in 2005, 2007, when this original plan was designed. I believe that the reason for the wider width homes is that many buyers now want the master bedroom and the bath located on the first floor. And I think, as you know, a lot of the people purchasing homes in Sussex County are buying retirement homes, and they want that type of design with the first floor bedroom bath arrangement. Exhibit C in the documents that I submitted to you shows a comparison of the original approved plan versus this plan. And you can see on there that the front and the rear setbacks will be met. They're the same on both the original and the revised plan. The minimum lot size of 7,500, that will be met. That doesn't change. The open space, because of the additional wetlands now being preserved, actually increases from what was previously about 35% of the site to almost 40, or a little bit over 43% of the site. So there's a significant increase in the open space on the site. And again, the only change actually between the two plans is the reduction in the lot width, which again, the typical lot width before was 75 feet, and the typical lot width on the revised plan would be 64 feet. And that basically is the factor that's causing the need for these variances. So as a result of those factors, due to the expansion of this wetland area since 2007 and the change in this market for these 50-foot homes with the wider footprint, there's a unique situation that's related to the land and to the use that has already been approved for the property. Without the variance, the 197 approved lots cannot be developed in a manner that would permit the reasonable use of the property. The difficulty was not created by the applicant, but by the changes in the natural physical conditions of the site, the modification of the Army Corps' determination of what are wetlands, and again, the demand in the market for this type of unit that's being proposed. There'll be no negative impact on the area. No lots in the development have been sold, so there's no one within the development that would have purchased something and then had something changed. And the required variance is the least modification needed to accomplish the result. With the 50-foot home footprint and with 2 7-foot side yard setbacks, that would be a total of 64 feet, which again is the proposed lot width of the lots. The only other factor I want to mention is that there is a, I think, a very comparable precedent for our request. Exhibit D in the exhibit book that I submitted are the minutes from the board's meeting, which was a hearing on a subdivision known as Lewis Crossing. It was a variance application number 11299 that you heard back in December of last year. It's a very similar situation. That subdivision was actually 192 lots, and the builder in that case was proposing homes, again, similar to us, with a 50-foot footprint, and that did require a side yard variance. That subdivision did have central water for fire hydrants and fire protection, as our subdivision will. Our subdivision will be served by county sewer and central water. And again, in approving that requested variance, the board did determine that it would not alter the essential character of the area. Because of the wetland increase that I explained, I think our situation actually has that additional unique factor that the other Lewis Crossing application actually didn't have. And again, in addition, the development will create construction jobs, tax and sewer revenue, and in general contribute to recovery of the economic doldrums that have been experienced by everyone. So in summary, the request is for 7-foot side yard setbacks and a 7-foot side corner setback. Again, this is only the first step in the process of modifying the site plan. If the variance is approved, the subdivision design will then have to go back to the Planning and Zoning Commission for them to actually review the entire site plan and basically for them to determine preliminary and final site plan approval. We feel that based on the facts and the precedent that I mentioned, that the variance is appropriate, that it's beneficial, obviously, to the applicant and to the county economy, and it causes no inverse impact. And I would just ask Mr. Natelli, is everything I just stated true and correct? Gentlemen, that's everything I have to present other than any questions you might have.
All right, thank you. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
You say the homes will be 50 feet wide.
Yes.
With a single story or two story, or has that not been determined yet? And the average square footage, roughly?
Maybe you can address that.
Just identify yourself. For the record, Tom Natelli, the single-family homes will be comparable to what we're doing in Bay Forest, which are first-floor master bedroom with two-car garage, mostly first-floor living. But there are, you know, some couple bedrooms on the second floor on most plans, so that there's the opportunity for, you know, expanded living.
So average square footage would be rough.
I'm going to say, you know, probably 2,200 to 3,400 square feet at the max.
Thank you.
Any further? Mr. Rickards?
Did you say, Mr. Fuquay, that the wetlands were what, state or federal?
These are federal wetlands.
Federal.
State wetlands are tidal wetlands. These are not tidal wetlands.
Right, because you could encroach into the federal, but like you say, it's not a good thing to do. If he went with the plan that's there and losing the area for the wetlands, what would you, instead of 192 or 97, is it, lots, what would that bring it down to?
If the current proposed width of the lots were maintained, you'd be losing somewhere in the neighborhood of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Probably two dozen lots.
Significant amount.
Very significant amount in terms of the overall
right.
feasibility of the development.
Right. No further questions.
Mr. Workman?
No question.
Okay, and I have no questions at this time. Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Got one, two, three. Okay. Do you wish to come up and speak? If so, all those that wish to speak, please come up at this time and be sworn in. Again, all those that, ma'am, you need to be sworn in, ma'am, first, please.
Stephen, please state your name and address for the record.
Mackie Banks, M-A-C-K-I-E, Banks.
And your address?
35196 Old Mill Road.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Sir, do you wish to speak?
No.
Have you be sworn in, please? Sorry, ma'am. Let me get everyone sworn in. That.
My name is Don Klima. Our address is 30757 Orange Lane.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. Thank my you. Name is Mackie Banks, and my daughter and I own property adjacent to the Harlton communities. And I'm not against the community. We have an agreement that resulted from some litigation in 2008, and Mr. Natale and I had a kitchen table discussion. And I'm very familiar with Mr. Frank Key and the communities and issues that he's done. So I'm not speaking out against it. I only wanted to see it. And I do want to say that in all of my contacts with both of them, they've been gentlemanly. The community, Bay Forest, that Mr. Natale has down the street from my property, very well done. Everyone loves it, and I hope that this turns out to be the same.
So are you opposed to it?
Opposed to it?
I am for it, not against it.
Oh. I was asked for opposition.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, okay. That's fine then,
saying,
thank
you were doing a very good job
yeah.
of making this, you know, this
no,
gentleman.
No, I do support it. I do
oh, okay.
support it.
Can't be against it.
And I would like to make a comment about the water situation. That water, wetlands, I'm very familiar with because it's in front of my home, and it was called Nichols Pond. And Captain Nichols and his wife are buried on the ridge not far from there. I've lived there for over 10 years, and the area in front of my home was dry until 2 years ago when we had a super wet winter, and then this past winter with all the snow. But other than that, for the 8 prior years, it was dry as a bone. So that's the only comments I want to make.
Right. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Are they against it?
Yeah. Sir, are you against it, or are you in favor of it? I mean, could I ask for opposition? I just so I get the record straight.
In all honesty, I don't know. This design has changed the entrance.
Sir, if you can sir, just step need to the come podium up and so we can catch you on the mics.
Direct your questions to the board, and then we'll ask
I don't know if I'm against it or not. The design has been changed, and the entrance has been changed.
Yes, sir.
And our property looks like it's going to be impacted by the new entrance. And I'd like to look at the new entrance to see whether I have a comment or not.
Okay. Yeah, I did many too. I'm still confused.
Sure. Sorry for the offline conversation.
Okay. I'm just getting ready to.
We have no comment at this time.
Okay.
I'd like to reserve that for planning and zoning.
All right, sir. So there's no opposition then at this time. Lady James Earth, she was in favor, and he has nothing either way. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I believe there's one more raised their hand I saw over here. I don't know if he or she wants to.
Was there anyone else here again that I called? Anyone else here in opposition? Last call. Okay. Hearing no further. Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11376 for following reasons. The property, of course, has been impacted by the wetlands, and which is, necessitates a change in the plans that have already been approved by planning and zoning, and they're asking for relief based on the impact. So I believe the uniqueness of the property, which is the wetlands, is one of the main reasons they are doing this. So I'd like to make the motion that we approve this case based on the following reasons. And the following reasons will be the uniqueness of the property, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, that's been stated, and the unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant because of the wetlands that have impacted the subdivision. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief. And the requested variance, I believe, is the represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11376. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11376 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.